And now from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who hosts the show that hasn't been on for so long that I almost forgot the name of the show, but then I just remembered, it's the Sports Widow Show with Molly Erdman.
It's a professional.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I realized we should probably pull back the curtain on that.
Yeah, that's not just some
hired mouth.
Right, from the Price is Right or something.
Right.
You know, Rod Roddy.
I don't think he's the person anymore.
Oh, he's probably dead by now.
Mm.
If all's gone according to plan.
Mm.
Only kidding. Here we are. We're back. It's been a while. We had our summer break. We didn't announce it. Because we don't know when stuff's going to happen.
Right.
And also, if you were wondering, the Sports Dump, the daily, that's on summer break, and that'll continue till August. Because, honest to God, there is nothing happening here in July.
Well, although we just watched some Wimbledon action.
We did, and that is the big, I guess that's the big thing. And then the next couple weeks you have a few big, I think there's still two major golf tournaments left in the summer. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
There's also the U.S. Open in tennis. That's also later this summer.
Okay.
But at that point, you will have had football starting up and baseball will be in its home stretch. And then we're back into the good old, I'll say, August through April.
Stretch
of quality sports.
Well, don't you think it goes into June with
the NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, the NBA right now is kind of a foregone conclusion.
Foregone conclusion.
That's what Molly wanted to call a podcast, if not this one. This foregone conclusion, nothing is foregone in this.
Wow.
Little cough there. So just so you folks know, today our episode may be abbreviated because we are dependent on the insulating capabilities of our house. It's quite hot outside.
Yes.
Has been for a while. There's a power shortage, a power outage a couple days ago, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Came just short of us.
Yep.
And it's quite hot here, and we have the air conditioning off. And we are actually in a brand new room for us for recording this. We've never recorded from this room.
It's probably the best room
to record
in our place, yeah.
Yeah, I would think. It's also the coolest for right now because it's one of two rooms that has an air conditioner. It's the room our daughters share.
It's the best air conditioner.
It's the best air conditioner. And we don't have an air conditioner in our bedroom.
Nope.
We have one of those rolling ones. You can put the stuff in the window. But by the time you've done that, if it's hot enough to use that thing, you've died from the exhaustion of setting that thing up.
You know, the other problem with that is that it's so loud.
So loud.
The last time we used it, we still had a monitor for Valerie. And now, even though she can get out of bed, we could not hear her if we needed to at night. And that makes me scared.
Yeah. You hear stuff that doesn't even happen at night.
All right.
You don't want me to tell the story?
Well, you can, but I think it started because your shaving mirror fell. Just because you didn't hear it doesn't mean it didn't happen. You don't hear most things at night.
So that's an answer to the question, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make noise? You say yes.
No, because I heard it.
But I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Can we just move on?
Well, you just woke up, and then you were like a wrestler. You were in a wrestling stance for a moment. You don't remember that, but Molly.
I do remember it.
Oh. Do you remember the wrestling stance?
I don't know.
Okay.
You reenacted it for me, so it's hard to. Why don't you explain what you're talking about so it's not just
occasionally,
you and I having a side conversation.
Occasionally, Molly will wake up in the middle of the night and have some kind of waking dream, I guess is a good way to call it. In the past, I think we've mentioned this, when we were at the Grand Canyon staying in a hotel, Molly woke up and kept telling me there was a snake on the ceiling, which terrified me. Turned out there wasn't a snake, luckily. And this time I knew, now when Molly wakes up, I know usually to try to, like, you know, get her out of it, just talk to her. Usually I just say her name. But this time she got up so quickly and, again, took like a Roman Greco wrestling stance for a moment. And I knew she was going to say something terrifying. Like there's a man standing behind you or something like that. So I was just trying to, to shut that part down and quiet her. So I was like, Molly, no, 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 Molly, no. And it's just always a confusing back and forth because you're kind of arguing and then it settles in for a second. Like I can see your consciousness coming back and you realize, oh, I'm standing up in the on the bed in the middle of the room.
Well, I wasn't standing on the bed.
No, you weren't.
Well, first of all, you when you were reenacting it, you said that I started by like kind of making
jolting
a jump,
in the bed.
Which I think was a reaction to that thing hitting the ground. That Joe has a shower mirror that like it sticks to the shower wall and it falls off fairly often.
Yes.
Once every couple of weeks, and this morning it was off, and I assume that's when it happened, and that's what woke me up because I was having a dream that we were under a, like a roof overhang and that things were falling off of it onto us.
Wow, what kind of things were falling?
I don't know.
Shaving mirrors?
No.
That would have been very specific. But that's a specific memory of a dream. Like we were under an awning?
No, like a roof that's over a porch.
Oh, and the things were falling off the front of it or through it?
The front of it.
Got
but,
it.
But
where were we?
We were under it and things were, our bed was under it. So that's the thing is like dreams, I think, can sort of,
reality
especially when
melted.
They're, it's your reticular formation or something in your brain.
Whoa.
That's in charge of whether or not outside sounds are going to infiltrate your dreams or not.
Oh.
But they can sort of happen in an instant. I think I've told you the story of when I was younger, when I was a kid. My mom was like real obsessed with putting lotion on our hands and I didn't like it. And one night I had a dream that I was performing surgery, but just with my bare hands in someone's guts.
Yes.
And I woke up the next morning and found out that my mom had come in the middle of the night and put lotion on my hands.
Oh my.
So I think sometimes your brain just very quickly invents,
sure.
or if it doesn't want you to wake up, invents a reason to keep you asleep.
It justifies the sensory.
And when these things happen to me, it must be some misfire. Because here's what's interesting that I noticed last night is that it was not an immediate like, oh, I get it. It was like even once you were like, Molly, no, Molly, because I was about to turn on the light, I could still look and see this overhang roof that I was imagining.
Yeah, because you were pointing to it.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to shut down. Oh, that's very weird. You could actually see it. Mm-hmm. I was obsessed with using lotion in my late teen years.
All right.
What? Well, nonetheless, it was terrifying for us both. I wonder what, speaking of sleeping and sensory stimulus, our daughter last night was sleeping with her torso on the bed and then her legs hanging off the side of the bed.
On the ground.
On the ground. But feet down, knees up.
Like a back bend almost.
Yes. Like right.
Like a table pose.
Exactly. She the soles
of her
feet were on the floor.
Yeah.
And she was lying back on the bed, but it did not look comfortable. But she was sound asleep.
She was sound asleep.
I don't know how she got to that position.
I don't know either.
Because you wouldn't think in a state of sleep you could get to that.
Right.
But does that mean she was standing there awake and just fell asleep and fell backwards onto the bed?
I don't know. We'll never know.
We will never know. We've got to keep that monitor in here.
I'm not letting... I almost showed her that picture, but then I was worried that she would try to replicate it or something.
No, that's for years from now.
Yeah.
So do you know what the big sporting event of this week is?
Wimbledon?
Yeah, I guess so. Other than that.
Sporting event?
Yeah.
No.
It's the All-Star Game in baseball.
Oh, right.
And it's also the ESPYs.
Okay. Hosted by Peyton Manning.
Yes. He's finally...
Have there been a lot of actual sports people hosting that show? Don't they usually
athletes,
get...
They usually get a comedian
yeah.
who likes sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Rob Riggle probably did it. I know Seth did it.
A couple times, I think.
Yeah, I think a couple times. He's a good host for it. He's got bigger fish to fry now than the ESPYs. So, yeah. Yeah, this time it was Peyton. I think they've been wanting to get Peyton to do it for a long time.
Oh.
Because he's always known as the most engaging athlete.
Yeah.
I don't know that he is, but that's the impression.
You know, I feel like I always liked Peyton Manning, but then when I saw him do a promo for the ESPYs, I was like, I have no use for you anymore.
Yeah, he's, ultimately, he's a
Papa
jock.
Papa John's commercials yes, well, that's have really soured me to him sure. or him to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've soured you to him, I think. I don't know if he knows you.
Yeah. Well, if he did, he'd be soured to me.
Soured?
Yeah.
Because of what you think about those commercials. Because right. he owns a lot of Papa John's
I
restaurants.
Know. I know.
I mean, now he's just a moneymaker. He's just a businessman.
He's got plenty.
I know. A lot of people have plenty. Probably not too many of our listeners. But I feel like if you've got plenty, what do you need more for?
Hmm?
I mean, he has generational wealth.
True.
You don't need more than that.
Yeah. I could see how you could just get into a cycle where you are afraid of ever having to, you know, change your standard of living or,
right, right.
you know, making sure your kids have enough. Or maybe it becomes less about the money and more just about you and your worth, like not monetary, but like.
That's true.
Do people want you to do things still?
Yes. And what price will it cost to get it?
Right. How much will they pay for you?
Yes. Because like. Because you know they're not going to pay you more than they can afford.
Right.
You know, like people get mad at athletes for all the money they make and stuff, but they're making a negotiated
yeah.
fraction of the total amount. That's not it's not like they're holding the owner. In fact, guys like Kevin Durant took less, Dirk Nowitzki took less. They're not saving their team. Their team could sign all the same guys. The team would have to pay more money for those guys because
right.
you get past a certain limit and you pay a tax.
Yeah.
For every dollar over. So, but these guys can afford it. LeBron doesn't do that because he hates his owner, the team owner in Cleveland. So he's not given a discount at all. And the guy's still making money.
Sure.
But like for Durant to be like, oh, in order to sign more guys, the team could do that anyway. They just have to pay a tax on what they're paying you. But why should he give a shit? Because they're making so much money on him.
Right.
And I guess the point with him is that he's probably got like a $300 million shoe contract.
Right.
So it doesn't matter, and he can look magnanimous and everything like that. But I think LeBron's got it right because they figure these things out about how much players are worth in terms of the wins and what that means. And, you know, you get every playoff game you get in the NBA to host, you get probably another $1 million
right.
of profit, maybe more, God knows. And yet they're always claiming they don't make a profit per year to year.
Yeah.
And yet, if the Cleveland owner sells the team, he'll make five times what he paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll make $1 billion. So, I think the players, although they make exorbitant amounts of money, it's always a negotiated fraction of the total amount of money.
Well, it's just like actors.
Yeah.
You know, same thing.
Right, right, right. People get mad that their actors are asking for that much, but it's, you know.
They want their piece of the pie that they're helping to.
Absolutely.
They're the face of what people are paying for.
Right. Right, right. And that's also why I guess agents and managers in acting get a higher percentage because athletes' agents only get 3%.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you can't convince somebody
right.
that this person's good, or it's harder to do that. It happens sometimes. Guys sign awful contracts who are not as good as they are purported to be, but I don't know how that happens, but it does. So, there again, we started this up again in one of the worst sports droughts of the whole year. But we do have the ESPYs, which I've never watched.
Really?
Never watched the ESPYs.
Hmm.
I have no interest in, like, the best team.
No, I don't either.
And I think that's one of the problems with the ESPYs. Sports fans, at least I would think my generation, I don't give a shit who the best team is. I know the Yankees were not the best team. And I know Nebraska wasn't the best team.
Aren't there things that decide who the best team is?
Well, yeah, the playoffs.
Yeah, so but why?
Because they give one award across all sports. Like, were the Cubs the team of the year?
I got it.
Their awards are much more like Academy Awards.
Like the Dell Awards.
Right, right, yes. The Dell Awards is a small award show given amongst improvisers.
Yeah.
So the only thing more nerdy than the ESPYs. Unless it's like the comic book awards or something, which they give those out too.
Sure.
But these are, yeah, kind of audience voted things.
Like
and
the MTV or like People's
right,
Choice
right.
Awards.
People's Choice is a great way to put
yeah.
it. So the Cubs are going to win all that stuff because they won the first time in 108 years, and so right. the celebration goes
Foregone on. Conclusion.
There you go. That's what they ought to call that show. Foregone Conclusion with Peyton Manning. Couple other things I wanted to talk about. We'll push the Beamon Park soccer.
Mm.
We'll push that.
Okay.
But I want to talk about a sports thing. I approach grocery shopping the same way Sam Hinkie of the 76ers approached building a basketball team. Okay. Big breath there. Do you know at this point you need more explanation, I'm guessing?
Definitely.
So Sam Hinkie, the team was awful. Mm-hmm. So he decided to just tear it down from the top to bottom. Get rid of everybody.
Like you take all the groceries off the shelves when you get to the store.
I'll tell you what, I'll make the parallel in a second. And then start from the bottom. And he just starts picking guys, whether he needs that position or not, based on the best value.
Yeah. Okay.
So over a bunch of years, you know, he just kept acquiring the best valued assets.
Knowing that eventually he'd get to all those Triscuits.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
When I see Triscuits on sale, I buy them because I know I'll get to them, but they'll be more expensive down the line.
But are they? Because they're always on sale.
Well, you have to look at things like, do you have a digital coupon in combination with the sale? What kind of value are you getting? I'll tell you with Triscuits, the best price you ever see at the store, $1.88 a box.
Okay.
What were they today?
I don't know.
$1.99. But
you buy three.
Two boxes, okay. And I had a dollar off. That takes the price down to $1.49. They're never that cheap.
Wow.
Okay.
And Valerie calls them biscuits.
There you go. So that tied in with sports a little bit.
Wow.
He got fired, by the way.
Oh, boy.
The team is getting better now, though, now that he's
okay.
gone. So I guess once I'm gone, Molly, you'll have a lot of food to enjoy.
Yeah, Triscuits, mainly.
Mostly. There's other
English
stuff.
Muffins.
English muffins. We have a lot of those and Gatorade.
Great. Look forward to it.
Yeah. And LaCroix.
Yeah. What?
We do have LaCroix.
We do. That wasn't like a remarkable bargain.
No, it wasn't.
It was okay. But
I was told that Amazon Prime was going to have a huge LaCroix sale.
Who told you that?
There was some news story that said everything from TVs to LaCroix.
They called it LaCroix?
I was reading it that way.
So
I guess that's on me.
Yeah. I don't understand Amazon's like food thing because they have that pantry, but it's like you have to sign up for it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I didn't even know any of that.
Yeah.
Do you think I sound different through my mustache?
No.
I have a mustache now. It's pretty, would you say it is one of the biggest mustaches I've had?
I guess so.
Because Molly has encouraged me to grow a thicker, bushier mustache.
Hold on.
What?
Let's rewind. At no point have I encouraged you to grow a mustache, but you wanted to grow a mustache, and I said, if you're going to, then make it a little thicker. And by thicker, I mean the amount of area it covers between your lip and your nose,
because
sometimes you trim it a little too thin.
I have a tendency to go to the style of, what's his name? I keep saying it. Clark Gable?
I guess so. It's not quite that thin.
No.
But,
In Gone with the Wind, it was a little thicker for him, I think, there.
But there's a lot of room over your upper lip.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also a little wider, maybe, than usual.
Yeah, I think because of the
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. And today, generally, when I grow a mustache, the rule is I have about a month and I have to make some money with it in some way or another. And there's really not too many ways to make money with a mustache. But basically, I have to get cast in something. So Molly and I went to an audition as a couple.
Mm-hmm. Older couple.
Older couple was the designation. So that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So my hair was quite long.
Yep.
And very bushy.
Yep.
White man's afro, kind of.
Nah, it wasn't that much.
It was getting there with a lot of gray.
Yeah.
So I did look like an older man.
Mm-hmm.
I probably looked my age. Or I look my age now. I looked older then. But we go to the audition. It's steaming hot. It's 99 degrees. I get a haircut. An hour after the haircut,
we get a call back for the audition.
So now I got to go back looking like a different guy. So I've tried. I've just been eating tons of Rogaine. Are you supposed to eat it?
Yep.
Okay, good. So I've had a lot of that.
Those
not
are Triscuits, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, cheap. And we'll find out today if I look old enough.
Yep.
I fear that you're going to be in the commercial with some older person.
Because I'm the one who looks old enough?
No, but in commercials and every TV thing, the woman is always 10 to 15 years younger than the guy.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
You look 10 to 15 years younger than I did on Friday.
Well, I think the mustache helps and the sweater that only someone with advanced dementia would wear because it's so full of holes.
It has so many holes. Well, I had just taken it out of the closet like...
Yeah, I know.
But, and it was so hot, I didn't wear it till we got into the
room. Yeah, but you could still look at it. I mean, I don't even have to look at your cashmere sweaters to be like, it has holes in it, because they all do. They all have holes in them. You should at least wear a darker shirt under it today, or a red shirt, so that the hole doesn't show through.
Great idea, Maul. So we'll let you know how that turns out. Anything else? Any sports stuff you wanted to talk about? I'm going to play soccer, hopefully, next week. We'll see how that works out.
Okay. I don't know how you're going to do that.
I'm going to try to get a babysitter.
Okay. I can't wait for the complaints.
Complaints from who?
You playing soccer in the next 2 days of you being incapacitated.
It's a tough game, Maul.
Oh, your brother seemed fine right afterwards. I guess he's in better shape than you.
Molly, very satisfied. Sometimes Molly does something. She didn't do it now because she's got her big S-eating grin on. But sometimes if she really thinks she got me good, she'll kind of just do this like...
No one can see what you're
twitch.
Doing.
I'm going to try to make the noise with my mustache twitching on the microphone.
Ugh.
That is the audio manifestation of the twitch you do when you think you made something funny.
I don't think it was funny. I just think I struck a nerve.
My nerves are unstruckable.
All right. Are we done?
Yes. So it looks like I struck a nerve by being annoying. All right. Yeah. So we you know, it's going to take us a couple of these to really get into the flow of the sports world, but we're glad to be back for you.
A couple of these. We've been doing this for months.
But we've stopped, I mean.
Okay.
I mean, we got to get our game legs back.
Okay.
All right. That's about it. Boy, this ending is really kind of out of it. But the song will pick things
Twitter
up.
At Sports Widow Show.
Facebook at Sports Widow Show. And you can follow us on iTunes. Review us.
Yeah, rate us.
Tweet us questions. We'll answer them.
And every week, tweet whether you think Joe has a mustache or not, week to week. See if you can hear the difference. Ugh,
that's the sound
so
of
gross.
It this time. All right. We don't have any sign-off, so we'll just see you soon, right?
See you soon.
See you soon. Song comes in.